50 people coming on next Sunday. That's exciting. It's been a while since we've been allowed those numbers. I don't think we've even actually been allowed those numbers since COVID started and the lockdown started last year. So it's good to see that we'll be able to have up to 150. And for us, we are allowed on this side and on the other side, which is a different address. That will mean we are allowed 300. So we trust God to bring all of you back and most of you back and for more and more people to seek the face of the Lord as we worship in spirit and in truth. Praise the Lord. And then next Thursday is when we start the Spiritual Warfare Conference. I trust that you are inviting your friends and that you are getting ready for those meetings. Tonight we're going to be praying about that particular meeting in the midst of other things that we're going to be praying about tonight. But one of the things that I really sense strongly in my spirit is that we should pray for the meetings coming up. And I pray that you are praying about it, not only for the success of the meetings, but that you are ready to hear what God has to say, and that we all be fully equipped. Now, when I say fully equipped, I do not mean that God is going to give us anything new, but rather that we become more aware of what we have and how to use it. You can have a house full of guns and not know how to use it. And sometimes you might even hurt yourself by not being able to know how to use it effectively. So part of our prayer is that we not only know how to use the weapons that God has given to us. The Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. That means they are not flesh-based. So if they are not carnal, they are spiritual. So we need to know how to use these spiritual weapons. And they are strong, the Bible says, to the pulling down of strongholds. Actually, let us go to that particular passage of Scripture found in 2 Corinthians. Praise the Lord. The Word of God says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And verse 4. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. The word for carnal is the same word for flesh, is the word sarkikos. They are not on regenerated weapons. These are weapons that are effective. But, it says, but mighty. They are mighty weapons through God. And that's key. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. 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 So the weapons are effective through God. It has to go through God, sanctioned, allowed, confirmed, affirmed through God. For what purpose? To the pulling down of strongholds. There are weapons that cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And are ready, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. As we obey God, every act of disobedience to our obedience is addressed. In essence, then the word of God will go against every contrary spirit and bring all things subject to the word of God. Praise the Lord. So we're going to look at these passages of Scripture, and we're going to pray in accordance to what the Word of God says to us. The Word of God says to us that God has already given to us all things that pertain unto life and unto godliness. Let's look at that as we get ourselves positioned to pray. Second Peter chapter 1. It says, "And according as his divine power," the divine power of God, "hath given unto us all things." The all things also includes the weapons of our warfare. God has given us, according as his divine power had given unto us, all things that pertain unto life and godliness. How? Through the knowledge of him. Through the knowledge of him that had called us to glory and virtue. Through the knowledge of him. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God. Through God how? Through the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God how? The knowledge of God as you know his will, what he wants done. And one of the things that God really wants us to do is to occupy till he comes. And if we're going to occupy till he comes, we're going to have to push back the darkness. We're going to have to hold back the onslaught of the enemy and make sure that his purpose is not accomplished. But we're going to do that not sheepishly, but forcefully. Praise the Lord. So tonight, as we pray, we're going to pray as people who know that they know that they know that they've been fully equipped, enabled, empowered to accomplish the purposes of God. We're not praying, "If it be thy will." We're praying the will of God because we have the mind of Christ, the Word of God tells us. And it's in your mind that you determine your will. And so as we pray, we're going to pray as people that know their God. It is the people that know their God that do exploits. People that do not know their God get exploited by the enemy. But God has called us to glory and virtue. And because he's called us to glory and virtue, it says, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises." I don't know when, but hopefully soon. I am going to, by the leading of grace, begin to help us ascertain what some of these promises of God are, what He has given to us, what are we leaving on the table, walking away and leaving it on the table. We need to get all that belongs to us. They are great and precious promises. He says that by these promises you might be partakers of the divine nature. In other words, you become God-like. Oh, praise God. Isn't that incredible? You begin to act like God will act in your particular situation. God doesn't look left and right to figure out anything. He knows what He knows, and He says what He says, and He knows that He gets what He's declared. It is what He says. And God wants to bring us to that place. That's part of our spiritual warfare. So in essence, spiritual warfare sometimes is not about attacking and getting rid of something out there. Sometimes spiritual warfare is you lining yourself to the will of God. Actually, it's most of it. You and I aligning ourselves to the Word of God rather than being flesh, psychikos, carnal, with spiritual people, empowered. Amen? Praise the Lord. Okay. Well, having made mention of those things so far, let us begin our time of prayer concerning this upcoming conference. We're going to pray first and foremost that the presence of God be so thick, so intense, that the weight of His glory be so awesome in this place and wherever the people of God are, that presence of God begins to cancel out everything that does not belong in the presence of God. Hallelujah. So let's begin to just raise our voices before God and thank Him for the intensity, the intensity of His presence. God will peel up some layers and allow us to experience more and more of Him. God is everywhere present. Oh yes, He is. But there are times when God exposes a little bit of Himself. And we are asking God to reveal a little bit more of Himself that we can feel in a very real and tangible way the very presence of God. Amen? Rise and begin to pray. May the presence of God be thick and intense. May the weight of His glory be so awesome in this place. May the presence of God cancel out everything that does not belong in His presence. Lift up your voice and begin to cry out to God for the manifestation of that. We thank God for His presence. We are thankful for His presence. We are thankful for His presence. Even now and during the conference, hallelujah, there is going to be a manifestation of His presence in our midst. The presence of God that brings about healings and deliverance, that releases life and prosperity. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus that the presence of God, hallelujah, will be revealed. That your presence, O God, will be revealed. That your presence, O God, will be unleashed to God, released to God in this place in a very practical and magnificent way. Father, we rejoice, O God, in your goodness. We thank you, Lord, O God, for the glorious things that you are doing and have done. We thank you, Lord, O God, that the intensity of your presence is consuming and canceling out everything that is contrary to your divine will and purpose. We refuse to give entrance or access to the enemy. But Lord, O God, this day we open ourselves up to you. And so, God, manifest your glory, manifest your glory, manifest your glory, manifest your glory. Show yourself strong on the behalf of your people. Reveal yourself, your splendor, your authority. Lord, oh God, let the weight of your glory rest, oh God, in this place. Lord, oh God, we thank you, Father, that even as you did in the Old Testament, your Shekinah glory showed up and nobody could function but just bow before you. So, Lord, O God, this day in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, O God, that the intensity of your glory, the intensity, O God, of your Shekinah glory will come, O God, and rest upon this place and rest upon your sons and your daughters. And, Lord, O God, that each life will be so infused, O God, with the intensity of your grace, and, Lord, O God, lives will be forever changed. Oh, Father, do it in the mighty, glorious name of Jesus Christ, our sovereign Lord. We give you praise for this, Father. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to pray for the ministers that are going to be ministering, that they will hear the word of the Lord, and that they will deliver to us that which Father has on his mind. We don't want to hear funny stories. We want to hear the thus saith the Lord word. We want to see the word of God shoot out through these mighty men and women of God that God is going to use, go forth as an evil-seeking missile. Let it seek every activity of the evil one and begin to blow them up. Let the word of God, the message of God, I'm not interested in hearing a sermon. I want to hear the word of the Lord. And let that word of God deal with everything that needs to be dealt with. Let it take out whatever needs to be taken out. Let it bring whatever needs to be brought in. Let it manifest what needs to be manifested. Let it eradicate what needs to be eradicated. We just want the power of God to rest upon the servants of the Most High God that he is raising up to speak to us during this Spiritual Warfare 2 conference. Let the rain of God fall. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us once again position ourselves as watchmen on the wall. Let us begin to declare, may the ministers hear the word of the Lord and deliver to us that which the Father has on his mind. May that word go forth as an evil-seeking missile to dismantle every work, every activity, every planting of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just lift up your servant, Archbishop Archibald Cole. We thank you, Lord, O God, that you are filling him to the overflow. O Father, O God, with your word, the Lord, O God, that he will come forth with your word, life-changing word, that you will touch this, your servant, Michael Efizino, and Pastor Maria, Lord, O God, that as we bring forth, O God, your word, O God, that it will be precise, it will be clear. Lord, O God, clear cut, understood. Father, the scales of blindness must fall off of the eyes of your people. Every deaf and dumb spirit eradicated now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, O God, that the download of your eternal word is coming upon every servant. Father, in Jesus' name, that's going to be ministering in this conference. Lord, O God, let there be a download. Let there be a download of information. Let there be a download of the precise words, O God, that will, O God, like a cluster bomb, just go forth and dismantle every work of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, O God, that your hand is upon your servants. Lord, O God, you've raised them up, O God, to speak prophetically. And Lord, O God, as your word goes forth, it shall encompass the whole earth. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as the word, your word, O God, goes forth, O Father, in Jesus' name, it is going to go forth and eradicate every lie. And Lord, O God, there will be a release, O God, of supernatural favor, signs, wonders, and miracles happening, your people empowered to succeed. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, O God, that the strong man is already defeated. The strong man is already defeated. The strong man is bound in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, O God, his house is spoiled. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for lives being transformed and minds be renewed because your glory, O God, is present. Lives have been transformed in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Most High God. Praise God. Next, we're going to pray for those that are going to be participating during this conference. God will do certain things. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, we read in verse 16 and 17, Paul is praying. He says that God will grant you, whoever it is that you represent, according to the riches of his glory. According to the riches of his glory. Now, that's a very interesting statement. It didn't say according to his riches or from the riches of his glory. He says, according to the riches of his glory. In other words, let God grant you from the fullness of his glory a grace, a blessing that is worth saying that this is what God does and what God did. Not according to the riches of Bill Gates, but according to the riches of God. Not according to the riches of the world, but a giving that is worthy of God. Say, God gave me this. You know, a man may give you, I don't know if they have up to this carat, but just assume there's something like that. In the natural, based on man's standard, give you a 50 carat diamond. I don't know if that any such thing exists, but that's man's standard. But God, according to his riches of his glory, can give you a 1,000,000 carat. And that is what only God can do that. That's beyond the natural. Well, when it talks about that God will grant you according to the riches of his glory, it's saying not based on the standard of man. but based on his standard. You can go to a party, to a wedding party, and after you attend the party, the bride and groom, they give you some special packages. Let's assume that the package that they give is everybody that came has $100 or $1,000. They're really good, and they give everybody $1,000 and says, "Thank you for coming. I have an envelope for you," and they give you $1,000, and they have a package for you that has, you know, 5 bottles of champagne, a nice package of nice cut meat, and all kinds of desserts and all kinds of sweets and whatever else, and they package everything and they give it to you. You say, "Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Look at what we got for going to that wedding. Wow." But there's another guy who is very, very, very wealthy. And everybody that came to the wedding, when they leave in, they all get a nice key. You look at that key, it's a Rolls Royce. That's according to his riches. You get the point? According to his riches. To be strengthened. Well, God is altogether strong. To be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Why? That Christ may dwell in their hearts by faith, that he being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. And 19, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. Hallelujah. That he might be filled with all the fullness of God. That's what we're going to be praying. We're going to be praying that God will do during this conference, just like Paul was praying, that people will be strengthened in their inner man. Strengthened so that they can comprehend with all saints what is the height, the length, the breadth, the width of this love of God which passeth all knowledge, and that people will be filled with the fullness of God. Notice the statement that he would grant you. I'm praying that he will grant you. That means you don't have that, but I'm praying that you will have that. So we're going to pray that this wish God needs to do will happen for everyone that is attending, that we will be forever changed, transformed by the renewing of our minds, strengthened in the inner man, rooted and grounded in the love of God, and filled with the fullness of God. Would you rise and begin to pray this prayer for everyone that's going to be attending, everyone that's going to be participating, everyone, because in this place, they are no longer afraid of the enemy. The enemy will be very, very afraid of them. Hallelujah. Afraid of every one of us because we are empowered with the fullness of God. We're living the God life. Pray. Lift up your voice. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Our Lord of God, that we can boldly come and ask, oh God, for a grant. I am asking for this grant. I'm asking it for myself. I'm asking it, oh God, for everyone that's going to be attending. I'm asking, oh God, for a grant, Lord, oh God, from your presence that brings about supernatural inner strength. Lord God, strength that is not shakable, strength that is not bendable, strength, O God, that causes us not to compromise ourselves or feel any sense of mediocrity or move in an area, O God, in an area, Lord, O God, where there is no excellence. Thank you, Lord, O God, for this supernatural strength, fortitude in our minds, fortitude in our bodies, fortitude in our spirits, O God, to resist the enemy. For, Lord, O God, those that are strengthened in their inner man are those, O God, who can resist the enemy. Father, thank you, Lord, O God, that everyone that you are drawing, O God, to this conference are going to be empowered beyond measure. They are going to experience your authority beyond measure. They're going to move, O God, with an unction that is indescribable. Father, in Jesus' name, strengthen in the inner man. O God, I thank you, Lord, O God, that they will be rooted. Father, O God, that men and women are going to be brought, O God, that are going to be rooted and grounded in your love. And Lord, O God, thank you, Lord, O God, that you have made this place your place, this house your house, this arena, O God, your arena. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, O God, this is your temple, this is your house. Lord, O God, and your people are going to be rooted and grounded, committed, O God, established, because, O God, your word, O God, has taken a hold of their hearts and their lives. And Lord, O God, because of this grace, O God, lives are forever changed, rooted and grounded in love, not walking in strife, not walking in bitterness, not walking under confusion, not walking under the attacks and the intimidation of the enemy, but Lord, O God, strengthened and grounded, they are filled with the fullness of who you are. And Lord, O God, because we are full of who you are, Lord, O God, lives are forever changed. Lord, O God, we are living in the grace of your divine nature. Lord, O God, a people authorized and empowered to fulfill your mandate. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, O God, that the assault of the enemy is immediately halted and brought to naught. And Lord, O God, your people are raised up, oh, by your Spirit, raised up to do your will, raised up, O God, to declare your purpose, raised up, O God, to operate, O God, under the unction and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Your grace, O God, sufficient. Thank you, Lord, O God, that you've done it. Every need is met. Every need is met. Every need is met. Every need is met. Lord, O God, your glory is revealed, and your people have been empowered to succeed in Jesus' mighty name. We call it so done. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, we are going to thank God for what he has already done. Again, the book of 2 Peter 1 tells us, in verse 2, it says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Our prayer focus here is going to be this. The key factor is through the knowledge of God. We're going to pray for that foundational statement. God, grant us the grace to know you, to really know you. For it is the people that know God that do exploits. We're going to ask God for a deep knowledge of him. It's one thing to know about. It's another thing to know somebody. I don't want to know about God. I want to know God. So this very first prayer we're going to pray is this. God, I don't want to know about you. I want to know you. As a first stage in this particular prayer. And then we're going to ask for multiplied grace and peace. We're going to receive it. So God, grant us the grace to really know you. We ask for a deep knowledge of you. I don't want to know about you. I want to know you. As a very fundamental prayer declaration, let us lift it up. So we ask God right now, God, this is not about knowing about you. I want to know you. When you know somebody, you know what they are thinking, even without them saying something. When you know somebody, and somebody comes and tells you, well, so-and-so did such and such, I say, no. No, that's not possible. I know that person. They will never do that. That's knowing the person. Knowing the person. What will so-and-so do? And then you do it. Even when you've not heard from the person, you do what you know they will do because you know them, not about them. I know about the president of the United States and the prime minister of Canada and the prime minister of Great Britain. I know about them. I know about the leader, the chancellor of Germany. I know about, but I don't know these people. I know about them. I know about our premier, Palliser, but I don't know him. I know about our mayor, but I don't know him. When you know somebody, you have a relationship. So let's pray. God, I want to know you, not about you. Pray. Lift up your voice before the Lord. Katatobo shekete lebara katabasokoto. Rombana katatabashikata laboto sokere. Rekete bleshu kore balado sotoliba. Lord God, not about you, but you. I don't want to know about you. I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to, God, these men and women, Lord God, that are going to come, these children that are going to participate in this conference henceforth, Lord God, not to just know about you, but to know you. Have a personal connection with you, a relationship with you that is deep, rugged. Lord God, relationship that is birthed from your very being. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, oh God, for this grace. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for this grace. Thank you, Lord, for this grace. For in knowing you, we will move much more confidently. And Lord, oh God, today in Jesus' name, we ask, oh God, for the manifestation of that integrity. The integrity, oh God, that comes about because we know you. We know you. We know you. More than knowing about you, we want to know you. And, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that our Lord Jesus Christ was commissioned to reveal the Father, reveal you to us. We receive that continued revelation of who you are through the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, reveal to us the heart of the Father, that we may boldly say that we know God. Know God, know God, know God, know God. And Arabosha, thank you, Lord, that this is so. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Word of God says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. We've received the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now let us receive the multiplied grace and peace, because it comes to us through the knowledge of God. Let's begin to thank God for that grace, the charis of God. The charis of God, the grace of God. This word charis is the root word for the word charismatic. When somebody's charismatic, they're magnetic, they're attractive. That's one of the meanings of that word grace. Grace is the enabling presence and power of God operating in our lives. In other words, Lord, oh God, more power. Let whatever it is that you've given to me be multiplied. Let it be increased. Let there be an exponential factor to it. Grace. We talk about the charismatic gifts. Talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Those are charis gifts. So when we're talking about grace multiplied, we're talking about whatever it is that will cause me to be more gifted and more capable, to be multiplied. That's a key statement, to be multiplied, to be multiplied. The word multiplied is the Greek word pleitouno. You can hear the word in pleitouno. You can hear two words at play in that particular word, pleitouno, play. Multiplied means that you have so much. If you can see that word play, P-L-A-Y, there, it's that sound. It's like you have so much to play with. You have so much room. So much abundance. There's no lack. So God, we want him to so multiply the grace and peace that we have, that we are abounding in grace and in his irene, his peace. Let us begin to thank God for that right now. Thank you, God, that peace is multiplied in my life. Grace, the ability to do things, to accomplish things, is so multiplied in my life. There is no lack of resources to accomplish your vision. Grace gives me vision and gives me the ability to accomplish whatever it is that I'm dreaming of, hoping for, wanting to accomplish. That there's so much to accomplish and so much ability to do it. There is no shortage. Oh, I need to go get more tools to be able to do. No, everything you need is at hand. Let's begin to thank God for that. God, we receive your grace, we receive your peace because we know you. Take it up in prayer. Pray. Thank you, Father, that everything that I need to live life to the full, to accomplish your vision, to accomplish your end time goals, Lord, oh God, have been released unto me, and oh God, to your sons and your daughters, that you've raised us up, oh God, as your people in this last of the last days, and that there is no presence of lack anywhere around any one of us. Lord, oh God, whatever it is that we need, we have so much of. And therefore, because we have so much of it, we are willing to share, we are willing to give, we are willing, oh God, to do things, oh God, that we wouldn't have attempted to do, because grace and peace have been multiplied unto us. So, Father, we are willing and able to dare to do things. Lord, oh God, to step out and be everything that you say we can be. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for that capacity that's established in every one of us this day. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that because of it we are creative. Hallelujah. We have creative minds. We have resources, oh God, in abundance. And Lord, oh God, we're daring to dream dreams and to make proclamations and to prophesy and to say things, oh God, that are not flesh-based but spirit-born. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, let us, oh God, because of this grace and this peace, be able to have testimonies that are out of this world. Lord, oh God, that will have testimonies that will cause jaws to drop to the floor and say, no, how, when? And Lord, oh God, will have proof, oh God, day in, day out, to testify of your goodness, because according to your riches, even the riches of your glory, you have greatly blessed us and empowered us to succeed. All things are well with us. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. We want to thank God for all that He's done for us. We receive all His grace, His peace that are multiplied unto us, and we are partakers of His divine nature. Let all that that means be manifested in our lives, and may we walk in the divine graces of God all of our days. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Amen. So once again, the conference is going to be this Thursday coming, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. What that means is we have our Bible study on Wednesday, regular Bible study, and then on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the meetings are going to be at 6:30, not 7. Wednesday is a 7 o'clock service, but on Thursday it is 6:30, Friday is 6:30, Saturday is 6:30. And because the special meetings do not extend to Sunday, Sunday evening will be at 7 o'clock, not at 6:30. All right? And come expecting, come ready to hear God. If you have any questions that wanted to ask but haven't sent it yet, well, I'm going to give you some extra time. We would have recorded that particular meeting already. But because we did not record already, I'm going to give you extra time to send in your questions. It might be a question that you have an answer to already, or a question that you don't have an answer to, a question that you may have been asked about spiritual warfare, a question that you think needs to be answered for the well-being of everybody else. You know, just send it directly to me. To Zino, Z-I-N-O, at Shaw, S-H-A-W.ca, and I'll get it right away and pass it on to all that are going to be part of the panel answering your questions on Friday. Friday is going to be the question and answer gathering, but do get those questions to me ASAP. I'm going to give you till Sunday, you know, so you have today, Saturday, Sunday to send that to me. and we'll address your questions. At this time, we're going to honor God with our giving and the information for you to do your online donations is right on the screen right now. Make use of it and just honor God. Not out of what he's given to you, but accordingly. God has blessed you. Give accordingly. Amen. Everyone needs to give in the way that they have been blessed and in the way that you expect God to bless you. Praise the Lord. I'm expecting more, so I give more. The Word of God says that everyone give by faith. Do so cheerfully, and God loves cheerful givers. God bless you richly. Father, I bless all of your sons and your daughters as they obey you, even now, in their actions of faith. Ask, O God, that you will speak to each one. And Lord, O God, that as you speak to them, that they will obey your instruction and be greatly filled and be greatly fulfilled in their obedience as they do that which you've called them to do. Honor them, Father, in Jesus, my sovereign Lord's name. I call it so done. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Remember to pray for all those that are going through different issues. God will see them through them. There are people that are sick. There are people that may have lost loved ones. God will be there for them. People that may be struggling financially, pray that God will meet their needs and that God will use you as his vessel to be a blessing at this time. Be blessed and be highly favored. Look forward to seeing you Sunday morning and again Sunday evening. Until then, and remember, the numbers here in Winnipeg have been increased. We allowed 150 people. So for our 2 points, we can host 300. So we look forward to everyone coming back to the house of the Lord, and just do it. God bless you. Love you. Good night. Bye-bye.